righteous one, my servant, will make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquity. And as the soldiers led Jesus away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
The good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great.
Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose.
His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land.
The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted.
The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses.
Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins.
Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me.
O guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you.
May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you.
Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me, and hear my prayer.
O man, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies?
But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent.
Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord.
You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound.
In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
All we, like sheep, have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So the soldiers did these things. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge.
Let me
never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me.
Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me.
You take me out of the net they have hidden for me.
For you are my refuge.
Into your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols.
But I trust in the Lord.
I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love.
Because you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul.
And you have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy.
You have set my feet in a broad place.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress.
My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also.
For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing.
My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away.
But I trust in you, O Lord.
I say, you are my God.
My times are in your hand.
Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors.
Make your face shine on your servant.
Save me in your steadfast love.
O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you.
Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go silently to Sheol.
Let the lying lips be mute,
which speak insolently against the righteous in pride and contempt.
Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you.
And work for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of the children of mankind.
In the cover of your presence, you hide them from the plots of men.
You store them in your shelter from the strife of tongues.
Blessed be the Lord.
For he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was in a besieged city.
I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight.
But you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help.
Love the Lord, all you his saints.
The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride.
Be strong, and let your heart take courage.
All you who wait for the Lord.
And they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him.